Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, April 12, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened positive, following mixed to higher levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is softer, continuing the overnight weakness. Treasury yields are flat. Crude oil prices are slightly lower. Gold is up. Industrial metals are also well bid. Bitcoin is consolidating at the $30,000 level. For the U.S. market, the CPI reading due to come out today is expected to show slight month-to-month deceleration in both the headline and core inflation, which will be consistent with the disinflationary trend of recent months. Market attention is on the print of core metrics and the extent of services inflation stickiness. The March FOMC minutes today may provide more color on policymakers' views surrounding the rate outlook following the recent banking sector turmoil. Markets are currently pricing in a final 25 basis point Fed rate hike in May before a dovish pivot later this year. More in macro news. The IMF has lowered global growth forecasts, noting that there's a risk of a deeper pullback from more pressure in the financial market. The Fed has also urged the Bank of Japan to adopt a more flexible yield curve control to help prevent abrupt policy changes later. On the data front, the industry update from the REC shows that the UK worker supply is rising at the fastest pace in 2 years, in a sign that the labor market tightness is alleviating. China's credit growth has continued to pick up, with the M2 money supply rising at the fastest pace in 17 months. Japan's factory inflation has fallen for a third month. Its core machinery orders have declined by less than expected. South Korea's unemployment rate has increased less than estimates. New Zealand's house prices have registered the largest quarterly fall in more than 15 years. Apart from the CPI results, key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today also includes the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications and the weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Emerson Electric has beaten out Fortive to be in advanced talks to buy National Instruments, according to Bloomberg. Emerson is considering paying about $60 per share, with a deal possibly to be announced as soon as this week. The DigiTimes has reported that TSMC has planned to slow down its expansion in Taiwan due to the company's subdued Q1 performance. This has later been denied by Taiwan's economy minister, who claims that TSMC has not changed its investment plan. In Asia, equities traded mixed on Wednesday. Japan closed with a fourth successive day of gains. Australia also ended higher again. There were small gains logged in South Korea and Taiwan. India was slightly higher too, and Southeast Asia was mixed. Greater China markets were also mixed, with Hong Kong lower and Shanghai higher. European equity markets are firmer. The Swiss Parliament's lower house has voted against the UBS takeover of Credit Suisse in a symbolic show of discontent with the deal, but still, it doesn't have the power to stop the takeover. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Wednesday, April 12, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.